Yakadakaradas. Embra Maraya Seliko to Lakasakarada Yala Brados. Makaseko Pokosoto Lakadakapakaya Labaya Labrados. You must find a reason to begin to appreciate God. If you are thoughtful, you will find a reason. If you are thoughtful, you will discover something that the Lord did for you, even this week, even this month. Not only for you, but for somebody in your family, but for somebody in your extended family. That disease that was healed, that accident that was prevented, that death that did not happen. Even for the testimonies that we gave this, we heard this evening, it is enough to say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in the life of my brother, in the life of my sister. It needs to be alive in Nigeria now. To be healthy in Nigeria now. It's a thing of God. It's a thing of glory.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Like a banner in the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Sing. I lift your name on high. I lift your name on high. Like a banner in the sky. I lift your name on high.
once again. Can you exalt his name, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the I Am That I Am, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the one that is, the one that was, and the one that will always be. Laka Sakara Damara Paka Tiki 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 Tiki. The demystifier of mysteries, the great healer, the body bearer, and the one that removes bodies permanently, the great deliverer. We worship you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Quickly, Psalm 9 and verse 13. Psalms 9 and verse 13. While you are still standing up, it says, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. The psalmist said, have mercy upon me. Consider all the troubles that are around me. Consider all the circumstances that are around me. You know, when somebody is praying this type of prayer, the person has come to his end. The person has exhausted his strength. The person has exhausted his expertise. He has exhausted all he knows to do. And he's saying, Father, consider everything that is around me and show me mercy. I thought that might be somebody's prayer this evening. Can you just raise your voice to heaven and say, Father, show me mercy. This is an appointed time. This is not an ordinary Thursday. It is an appointed Thursday. An appointed time for mercy. An appointed time for divine visitation. An appointed time for another level. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Consider all that are around me. Consider the circumstances of my birth. Consider the circumstances of my family. Consider the circumstances around me. Oh Lord, show me mercy. I have come to the end of myself. I can no longer hold it. I have prayed. Yes, I have prayed. Oh Lord, show me mercy. There are things you have, you wanted to do by yourself, but it's not working. There are places you want to enter, but it is not working. You have taken medications, but it is not working. Lord, show me mercy. This is hour of mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Laka sakara da mara pakata ya la parados. Zeko soto nika da ga pakaya ka la paradosa. Imbra maraya se se koso so la ka da ga baka da ga da ga da go 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 go. Zaka pakaya ka se 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 koso so. Nika da ga da ga baka da ga baka da ga da ga da ga da ga da. Rako so 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 le koso le ga da ga da ga da ga da ga da. Imbra maraya la paradosa. Let her name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Lord will show somebody mercy this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your seats in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a time to be alive. What a time to be in his presence. You know, we are living in a time when there are so many things happen. Something just happened in Delta State the other day, and that has been the talk of the country. And somebody writing from South Africa said it could have been him or his son or his brother, or anybody. But we thank God for his mercies that he is able to save us from such calamities. We thank God that he is able to save us from reckless death. And you know something? I read what the mother of that young man was saying. She said that she has lost two sons in the same way. Police killed the other person. Police is killing this one again. That is enough statement, enough pattern. We give God all the glory. And we pray that, you know, something changes in this nation. We pray for divine intervention. These stories are not good stories. Every day what we hear is 20 killed. The other people kidnapped. And it's just like the people that are supposed to take care of those things are helpless. May the Lord deliver us and save us in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 5, 1 to 7. I want to appreciate our mommy, though not present, for the opportunity to stand before you this evening. I did not take it for granted. And I want to appreciate our daddy too for his presence alone. His presence means something to every one of us. So we thank God. Our mommy is not in town, but surely, maybe before next Thursday, she will join us. Hallelujah. I like to say that it is not always a strong desire to be on this exalted altar. The altar is a high one. It's a tough one. You know, but if she says, Brother Oku, go there. Yes, I know I'm covered. Hallelujah. Because bringing God's word is not just about talking and quoting scriptures. By the things you say, you impact life. By the things you say, you bring deliverance. By the things you say, somebody is lifted, you know. And at times you begin to ask yourself, have I gotten enough oil? That you are laughing. Have I gotten enough anointing? Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. But one thing I know is that by the reason of the Holy Ghost that is inside of all of us, we all are anointed. Is it not true? We are all anointed. If you don't believe your own anointing, I believe in mine. I'm anointed. And we know anointing is in levels, but I know I'm anointed. Hallelujah. My prayer is that the words I will speak this evening, that the Holy Ghost will pass through it to touch somebody's life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, that is Jesus, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people in the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. This is the word of the Lord. The first thing that stands out here is that these people, he said, they pressed upon him to hear the word of God. They pressed upon Jesus to hear what he will say. You know, we are living in a time where people press upon preachers, upon men of God, men, women of God, for miracles. People press upon them for handouts. But these guys, as early as it was, they were pressing to hear his word. Because the word is the container of the miracle. The word is the container of the deliverance. Inside the word is the upliftment. Inside the word is the handout. In fact, the abundant one. And these guys knew that what they needed to do to change their lives was to hear the word. And we are living in a time when hearing the word has become something else. Many people castigate those who want to hear the word or who make it a habit of listening to the word every day. But I'd like to tell you that this is an ancient practice, hearing the word. Never, never trivialize hearing the word. Never trivialize reading the word. Never trivialize encountering the word on a daily basis. This is an ancient wisdom. Very, very ancient. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like us to note some one or two things from the scripture that we read. You know, when you look at Peter and his friends, we know that they were not junior fishermen. They were experienced guys in the art of fishing. But all their efforts throughout the night produced nothing. You see, we are living in a life where some people have wisdom. Wisdom, when you talk about wisdom, in fact, when they talk, you will listen, because wisdom will come out. Some people are gifted with physical strength, expertise in one area of life or the other. Some people are very creative. Some people are educated. Some people are trained. But over the years, they have nothing to show for it. And this is scattered everywhere. We see this situation everywhere. People who are highly gifted. There was a man that I met sometime. When this man begins to talk about the people that he has interacted with, wow, vice chancellors, state governors. He was in my office. And the ideas that he has, they are not commonplace. But this man was living in abject poverty. In abject poverty. At a point, a past governor had to call him so they would put one or two things together. And he gave them ideas. This international conference center here, he told me his impute in that design. Where is Atamo Chimaroke? But somehow, other people come and hijack the project and he'll be left behind. Is he gifted? He's gifted. He's sound in thinking. Is he an engineer? A good one. But he is. There is nothing to show for it. You see, why we gather every now and then on Thursday is to learn how to make our lives matter even as we serve God. Because if your life does not matter, it will bring mockery. In fact, if your life does not matter, you begin to even question the God you are serving. You begin to question the profitability of the endeavor. You say, I've been doing this over time, but nothing. What is wrong? But God will show somebody mercy this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not because of me. It's not even because of our mother. But it's because today is hour of mercy. And it was God himself that instituted. He was one that instructed our mother. Said, let this program begin to be. Let this program be every last Thursday of the month. God will show somebody mercy this evening. That your strength will begin to produce results in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. That your wisdom will begin to produce results in the name of Jesus Christ. That your expertise will begin to produce results in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not talking something that is far-fetched. I used to own a clinic in this Enugu Road. One person will come and say, you are very good. you are very good. But at the end of 2 years, my rent expired. There was not 20,000 in my account. At the end of the rent you paid, I paid 2 years' rent. The rent expired. Not money to pay for another 1 year or even 6 months. But you are good. You are good. It's not you will eat, you are good. And you even know you are good. But when the mercy of God came upon me, when the mercy of God came upon me, the expertise, that good, began to produce something. And I know. Hallelujah. Now, number two, the time comes when a man comes to the end of his wisdom, his effort, his expertise. That is, the man already knows, this my wisdom is not producing. I submit this thing very well, but it's not producing. You will just come to that conclusion, and you know it. God uses this time to tell us that there is a limit we cannot go to in life without him. The Bible said that it does not belong to man that breathes to direct his footsteps. You can say, I just heard about an opportunity in Lagos. I'm moving to Lagos. I'm into tech. I'm into IT. There's an opportunity. And you will get to Lagos and be stranded. But when it is with God that says go, or when you are convinced that it is not that is leading you, then when you go there, you will make progress. You see, many a time we think that mercy is just when somebody is delivered from disease, or when somebody is delivered from one big demon or the other. You see, mercy can come in form of instruction. Mercy can come in form of a nudge, a knowing. A knowing. The one I know very well is instruction. You see, instruction. Instruction. I was asking God one time, I said, why didn't you show my brother mercy? He said, I showed him mercy. I said, how? He said, I gave him instruction. Instruction is very, very critical. Very, very critical. Never joke with instruction. Never joke with instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then. You see, you have gone around the country looking for employment or business. You have called all the people you know and submitted applications everywhere. The Bible recorded in 2 Kings chapter 6, 26 to 7, in the siege over Samaria. When Samaria was in that siege, a woman came and went to the king. I said, King, help me. It's just like going to Tinubu now or going to the governor and telling the governor, help me. And the king replied, if the Lord does not help, I can do nothing. In the excellency of the king, in the wisdom of the king, in the powers of the king, a time came that the king had to tell a woman, I am helpless to help you. I cannot help you. God will show us mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. That we will not get to that stage that we'll be running up and down looking for somebody to help us. That before that situation comes, the Lord will whisper an instruction into our ears and say, follow in this direction and you will find peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, number three, the end of human effort is the beginning of divine impute. Where the hard work and diligence of man cannot take him home, that is the end of human impute. And it is important to understand that God is attracted to the frustrated. Yes. God is attracted to who? To the frustrated. When you have come to your end, God is interested. When you have come to the end of your ideas, God is interested. When you have come to the end of your strength, God is interested. When you have come to the end and all you have now is weakness, that is where his strength will begin to make sense. This is the moment your frustration and desperation has no respect for traditions, for revelations, and for theology. You see, at times, I'm all for theology. I'm all for revelation. I like revelation. But a time comes in the life of a man, you will discover that all these things make no meaning. We were watching something on the internet the other day. It's on Facebook. We are this pastor, Dalakbo. You know, he was saying something. And when he said that thing, I remember Psalm 35, especially verse 17. He said, they were praying. And people were listening from, online, from countries. And a woman, after the prayer, a woman from Singapore sent him a message, email, that she got healed. She was on wheelchair. She got healed and started walking after he made a statement or proclamation. And you know what he said? He said, he quoted a scripture. He said, walk before me and be perfect. And that word quickened the woman's legs and she walked. Walk before me and be perfect. There's no relationship between this word and the miracle. So he didn't believe that. He sent the woman an email, said, give me your number, I want to call you. He called the woman. The woman said exactly. He said, ma, I understand what you are saying. But the point is that is not the meaning of that scripture. Let me educate you on the meaning of this scripture. The woman said, do you want to take back the miracle? He said, at that point, he hung up. He said, please, I'm not taking back the miracle. I'm not the one that wants the miracle. But a word that has nothing to do with the miracle brought forth a miracle. Psalm 35 verse 17. Can somebody, media, can you give me Psalm 35 verse 17? Hello? Are you there? Okay. Psalm 35 verse 7. He said, Lord, how long? I prefer King James. Do you have any King James? That's the old one, not the new one. How long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from their lions. From context, this is David when Saul was pursuing him up and down. You know, and when you look at this place, it's like he is tired. He has exhausted everything. And he's not asking God, how long will you wait to rescue me? We are not instructed, we are not taught to begin to ask that kind of question. But there is a state you will be in life. You begin to ask all manner of questions. And you begin to pray all manner of prayers. You say, how long? How long? What are you waiting for? Rescue me. And you know I have been in this situation. Lord, rescue me. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting till I die? And that will be somebody's prayer this evening. Somebody is going to pray all manner of prayers. Whether it is theologically correct or not. Whether it is correct by revelation or not. But the point is that the prayer is coming from the frustrated side of your life. From desperation. The prayer is coming from the depth of your heart. And that depth can only be understood by the Holy Ghost. Lord, how long will I wait? You know I need deliverance. You know I need this. You know I need it. How long will I wait, oh Lord? Deliver me from the lions. Hallelujah. That will be somebody's prayer this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it makes sense to us or whether it does not make sense, theologians will look at it and say, this one does not make sense. But to Jehovah, it makes sense. To the Holy Ghost, it makes sense. And your answer will come in the name of Jesus Christ. verse 4. In that same Luke chapter 5. The answer to frustration is not only supplication. Hello? The answer to frustration is not only supplication, but instruction. If it will take you 1 year to get an instruction or direction from God, stay there and get it. Verse 3 says, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little. When you face his work, he will face your needs. At this point, Peter has even forgotten that he was looking for fish. And he left the ship for the master's use. For some of us to succeed, I don't know whether you are among that class of people, but some of us already know it, that for us to amount to anything in life, you see, our success, our prosperity is dependent upon our service in the kingdom. I don't know about you, but there are some people here that know it. But the point is not knowing it. The other point is, are you really engaging in it? You know, I know. Now, for me to succeed in this life, I must be on heaven assignment. And then, what is my attitude toward that assignment? Verse 7. Okay, number six. Which scripture is that? And that is when, that's verse 4. It says, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch in out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Treasure of value are found in the deep. Example, crude oil is found in the deep. Gold is found in the deep. Diamond is found in the deep. Even big fish. If you want to catch crayfish, you can go by the side of the river. But when you want to get the big fish, you have to launch into the deep. Jesus told Peter, move from the edge of the sea and go to the center of the sea and launch. To see what you are looking for, my brother, my sister, you have to launch into the deep. What do I mean? Deeper in the word, deeper in prayer, deeper in worship. There is a divine realm that you can never get until you go into the deep. And that's when we hear our mommy dish out some revelations. You already know that these revelations are not on the surface. Because we have been on the surface for too long. If those revelations are commonplace, we have gotten them on the surface. But because they are not on the surface, you have to go into the deep. Or say, now we have power on me. Hallelujah. Many Christians are living on the surface. Many of us are surface Christians. I remember when Jesus was in Gethsemane, he went to pray, and when he came back, he told the disciples, can't you pray for at least, how many hours? Hello? Can't you pray for at least? Some people are not saying that thing with confidence. And that is to tell us how deep we are in scripture. Hallelujah. That is to say, 1 hour is the least. 1 hour is what? Is the least. So we need to go deeper. We need to stretch to 2 hours. We need to stretch to 3 hours. We need to stretch to 4 hours. And let me tell you, in those days, what we used to pray for 30 minutes. You pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. By the time you are getting to the 45 minutes and 1 hour, you begin to see picture. And in most cases, the pictures don't make meaning. It doesn't make meaning. You are just there. And you come out and say, I see and I saw. Hallelujah. I see and I saw. What do you see? Now, can you interpret what you have seen? But when you begin to go deeper, that is when you begin to understand. That is when angels will be ministering unto you and begin to tell you, that thing you saw, this is the meaning. This is what you do. This is what how you do it. And this is what you do. That is because you have gone deep. Many of us are not deep in capacity. Many of us are not even deep in worship. Worship is supposed to be one of the easiest, because whether you serve sing, it's not important. Whether you get good voice, it's not important, because you are singing to your maker. But see, in that area, we fumble a lot. You are rushing it. So you begin to present all your needs. But this scripture is saying, go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. I was reading a woman's testimony on Facebook the other day. She said her sister was dying of cancer. In fact, she said when she visited the woman in the hospital, she was just like rag on bed. No movement. She looked at her and left. When she got home, spontaneously, she and the children, they started to sing. They started to worship. They searched 1 hour. They searched 2 hours. They searched 3 hours. They forgot about everything. By the time they got to the 4th hour, she heard a voice. Your sister will sit on her bed tomorrow. She said, how can this woman? And it came true. By tomorrow morning when she went, the sister was sitting on the bed and was recognizing everybody that came. No seed sown, no prayers made, only worship. Deep worship, not the surface level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in the world, everybody will be quick to quote one word. But how deep are we in scripture? The people gathered to hear what he will say. They did not gather to hear or receive the miracle, what he will say. Like I said earlier, the miracle is contained in the word. The deliverance is contained in the word. We are too busy, including myself here. At times, I would just say, oh Lord, help me. You work from morning till night, and by the time you are getting to your house, you are very tired. Even one chapter in a day becomes a challenge. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Some revelations and instructions are not on the surface. The surface is a realm of convenience. The surface level is a realm of convenience. Let me just do what is convenient unto me. This one is convenient. I'm not under burden. I'm not stretching myself. I'm okay. And then we'll find one or two scriptures to justify it. Even the realm of the anointing you are looking for, it's not on the surface. The realm of the anointing you are looking for is not on the surface. The Lord spoke to me, I think it was in December, concerning the anointing. He gave me a revelation. It was just like I was watching a picture. I just remembered something. Hallelujah. God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In that place, what I saw was a capsule. And a human being entered into it, and it was drawn down deep into a hot pool of water, and they called it Jewish pool of beauty. Anointing is not easy. So what Esther passed through was that thing. And today she's a celebrity as far as we are concerned. We are talking about all the things that Esther was able to achieve. But we are not talking about the deep that she entered into before she was able to come out with substance. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have said so many things this evening. And one of it is that there is a level that a man can reach. And without the intervention of the Almighty, he will stay crushed. We say, calm down. And then I said again that at that point of frustration is when God desires to step in Because in our weakness is when his strength is, is when his strength comes. I don't know about you. I don't know all the efforts you have made in your life. I don't know the wisdom that you think you have gotten, or the expertise, or the you know it. But at the end of the day, you have not amounted to anything substantial. When all the things that you have amounted to is 3 square meals, then you need more grace. When all the things that you have amounted to is that you're able to put on a nice shoe and a nice shirt, then you still need the grace. I'd like us to stand up now as we begin to appreciate God, so we can begin to pray to arrest our destiny. So we begin to pray to make our efforts matter, to make our learning matter. So we begin to pray, and by the mercies of God, the wisdom that we possess will begin to matter. That the strength that we have in our bones will begin to matter where it matters. Some people have enough wisdom to be governors of the states. Some people have enough wisdom to be ministers and do well. But they are relegated to the background because circumstances of life have put them in situations where they are anasas waka. Mommy wrote a book sometime that she called Gifted But Stranded. How many people still remember that book? Gifted But Stranded. You know, I think I was telling you, I there was a man living in our area. I went to invite him for the program of the launch of the book. So he was not there. But inside his house, there was somebody like a madman that pursued me away. So I just had to slip the IV through the door. So later, when I met the man, he said, I saw the IV you brought. That thing there is me. Even that person you met in my house is still the same thing. I said, but I thought he's mad. He said he's not mad. He was deported from the USA. So it was the deportation that made him mad. And I said, what is his story? He said, that guy that I saw, his father was Jim's press secretary. Jim Obudu's press secretary. That in their family, journalism is the thing. That the guy, he was working for Radio Gambia. No, he was working for Radio Netherlands and for VOA at the same time in Gambia. He will report in the Dutch language and report in English for 2 radio stations in 2 different countries. He was super smart. And he did not go to Netherlands to learn Dutch or whatever. He learned it in Gambia. So they said that he was reporting for a radio. And later he found himself in the United States. And his expertise started to speak. He said writing that Obama had to call him, come, let us talk. The terms, they could not arrive on very good terms. And he forgot that he was not holding American legal residence. So, when Trump came in, Trump deported him back to Nigeria. And he became mad. And he was just apprehended on the street and sent back to Nigeria. So his frustration was another level. And that was the cousin of the man that I came to meet. The man that I came to meet lived in Germany for more than 15 years. He came back with, he told me the amount of money he came back and the vehicle that he came back with. But at the time we are talking, he was not riding one vehicle. The whole money has expired. He's not married. He's more than 60 years old now. He's just carrying bag and walking up and down the streets now. But in their family, journalism is the thing. He himself was a journalist. He was doing well. If you speak English now, You don't know how to speak English. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. That power, that covenant, that agreement from my bloodline that has put my life the way it is. The decision of the covenant was to keep me misery, but now I know better. There was something I heard sometime that you do not change a winning team. You do not change what? A winning team. If you have seven boys that are playing, they have won. You keep feeding them. Only when somebody is injured, that is when you begin, you bring another person. Some of us have tried and we have gotten some winning teams. And that is what we want to employ now. You're going to say, my father, my father. My father, my maker. My father, the merciful one. That covenant. That ordinance. That agreement. From my bloodline. That has sworn. To keep my life in misery. This evening. I come by the blood of Jesus. I come by the ordinance of mercy. I come by the ordinance of the mercy of the Lord. That covenant, I disannul you now. Standing on the blood of Jesus, I disannul you. Standing on the mercy of God, I overcome you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you go ahead and begin to establish it? Raka seko poko soto lega da gaba. Ibramaka pakayeka la karadosa. That covenant for my bloodline. That agreement for my bloodline. That has decided to keep my life in misery. I stand on the blood of Jesus Christ. Maka seko soto lega da gaba da gaba da gaba da gaba. Raka paka paka yaka sala karadosa da gaba da gaba da gaba. Remara paka tege raka sakara dansa ebra mara ya sese kosoko lika da raka sakara da ya la prado ebra maka sese kosoko lika da gaba ebra mara ya la prado. I set that covenant aside because the covenant of the blood is what that is speaking for me. The covenant of mercy is speaking for me. Upon this ground, upon this altar, the command of mercy is speaking for me. Raka de gede 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 gede. Raka sakara da bara baka saya na brado. Liko to lika da ga baka da ga da ga baka da ga da ga da. Raka sakaba ya na brado. Imba mara ya se te kosoto. Lika da ga baka da ga baka da ga baka da ga baka da ga ba. Raka kosoto. Lika da ga da ga da ga da ga da. Raka baka de gede 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 gede. I stand on the covenant of the blood of Jesus. I disannul every covenant. I cancel every covenant that has been holding me hostage. That has been taking me in misery. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
One apostle that we met sometime, he said, the powers that want to keep you down, keep you unproductive, keep you in misery, will never allow you to go to where you will receive deliverance. He was saying that concerning one of my uncles. This my uncle left our village and he went to Abuja. You know the church he's attending? Odozobodo. there is a dunamis there, mountain of fire, all the other, but the one he chose is a Odozo Bodo. That man that I went to give IV, did he come to the program? He did not come. But he knows that the program has the capacity to deliver him, because he said, this thing they are talking about is me. And he did not come. We are going to pray. Every power taking me away from my place of deliverance. Every power taking me away from my place of deliverance. This evening, I set you aside in the name of Jesus. This evening, I conquer you in the name of Jesus Christ. This evening, you are no longer holding me. I break free like a bird in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray. You powers holding me. You powers taking me away from my place of deliverance. This evening, I escape like a bird. This evening, I step like a bird. You have no power over me again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and begin to pray. Raka sakara da marapaka teke 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 teke. Laka sakara da. Ibramara ya da pradosa. Likoko ni kadagaba. Ibramara ya da prado. Zeko poko soto ni kadagaba 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 kadagaba. Ibramara ya da prado. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Another way they act is that they manipulate. My wife was telling me a story one time of she was supposed to meet a lady somewhere. They will buy clothes or something like that. The lady went there before her and left, something like that. Then when she went there, she met the businesswoman selling the clothes. Say, hey, somebody came here. She described the person, said, yes. Hey, the woman now said, that person, is she married? I said, why? She said, hey, my brother is looking for a wife. And when I saw her, she's just the type of person my brother wants to marry. Oh, she's shy. I just like her. My wife now said, why didn't you? She said, that lady, if you hold this bear, Reba Noah. If you hold this bear, Reba Noah. And since I'm here, my brother, man, be unqua.
Then why?
Oh, yeah, my brother, man, be unqua. That lady was under manipulation. Then you come to in a group, where you know you are supposed to humble yourself, where you know you are supposed to package yourself. Somebody will just annoy you and you will flare up. You think it's ordinary. It's not ordinary. In the public of Igbema, you are displaying character, the negative one. And everybody will go with that story. That beautiful lady, if we're home at that place today, just because of ordinary rice, just because of ordinary coke, if we're home at my tata, hey! And everybody just, and the person we think is ordinary, it's not ordinary. Because now, that same person, you will see the person demonstrating the power of God. But open hand outside, one small thing, we are going to pray. Every negative spirit manipulating me out of my destiny. Every negative spirit manipulating me out of my blessings. Every negative spirit manipulating me out of the purposes of God in my life. I come against you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave me by fire. Leave me by fire. Release me and let me go. Release me in the name of Jesus Christ. Under this unction, under this atmosphere, that spirit has nothing to do but to go. Go ahead and begin to pray. Raka paka yaka seko brodo. Every negative spirit manipulating me out of my destiny, manipulating me out of my blessings, manipulating me out of the will of God for me. Upon this altar, upon this platform, I reject you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are still going to pray. You ancient and modern priesthood that the enemy has assigned as an agent to my life. It could be an occultic priesthood. It could be a witchcraft priesthood. All manner of priesthood. It could be someone. It could be anything. Numbers 22, 5 and 6. We are going to pray. Let that evil priesthood, whether you are ancient, whether you are modern, evil priesthood tormenting my life, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. You evil priesthood tormenting my life. You evil priesthood on my case. You evil priesthood in my family. You evil priesthood manipulating my life forever. Fall down and die, be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Many people here don't know my story very well. It's still that same thing of toiling and toiling without profit. In my case, many people do not know that every occultic man is a priest. Are you aware? Because some of the things that they do, somebody was telling me about a man we know. He said that you do not, that the man does not need to visit his altar to attack you. He said, the man does not need to, he does not need to hear you physically before he knows that you are speaking evil of him. So what is working for him is working by default. You mention his name, you get attacked. That is a deeper level of revelation. He's not on the surface. He's in the... So, you mention Francis' name, you get attacked. it is money, you get attacked. So what level of priesthood is that? That level of priesthood is very, very high. It's very, very, it's more than these witches that we see around. That one is very, very high. If you do business with him and you cheat him, your money go lost. It's default. He does not need to pray. He does not need to consult an altar. It just works like that. My case was that somebody took away everything that made me Brodogu. And if not, that God will have mercy on me, because the person was sitting by me, we were discussing, and I heard he's shining with your star. That was when deliverance started. So we are going to pray. Every satanic agent shining with my star. We are going to pray. Every satanic agent sitting on my prosperity. Every satanic agent sitting on my marriage. Every satanic agent sitting Lord, on my destiny, that I will not make progress.
I'm
going to pray. Let that satanic agent be disgraced and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be disgraced and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and begin to pray. Raka sakarada mara pakateke tekete. Likaya kaseko pokosoto likada gada 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 gada. Maka sakarada. Ebramara ya la bradosa. Lika da 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 da. Laka saka. Ebramara ya la brado. Liko to la kaseko pokosoto. Lika ya kasakarada mara pakate ya la brado. Every satanic agent. Stay shining with my star. Be destroyed by fire. I receive my star. I recover my staff. I recover my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are not permitted under this umbrella to go without recovery. To go without recovery. To go without recovery. Laka dega 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 dega. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Verse 4, Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. They're going to be telling the Lord, Father, is there any instruction for me? My ears are wide open. My mind is open to receive. Father, what instruction do I need to obey for my life to move forward? For that anointing to come upon my head? For that stagnation to be over? Go ahead and begin to pray that prayer. Lord, what instruction? Is there any instruction? Laka sakara da mara pakati keti keti. Lika yaka sakara da mara pakati yana bradu. Zako koko koko koso to lika da gaba 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 gaba. Laka sakara da. Ibra mara yase se koso to. Lika yaka da 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 da. Laka sakara da mara pakati yana bradu. Lika kade de 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 de. Laka sakara da mara pakati yana bradu. Zako koko koso to. La casa carada marabaca ya la pradosa la casa carada marabaca ya la pradosa Ibramara yase se se koso tu leka da 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 rakate ke 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 ke. In Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Let the light of the instruction come.
Media, can you help us with Zephaniah or Zephaniah chapter 3? Zephaniah, that is King James, the old one, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. That is what the Lord is saying to somebody this evening. In fact, the Lord is saying to all of us this evening. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3, 19 said, "Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflicts thee. I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame." The Lord will turn you into a praise in everywhere, in every corner where you have been put to shame, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
20 said, "Behold," is that 20? "At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord." That is to say, the Lord will turn back your captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. "And he will make you a praise among all the people of the earth." He said, "When I turn back your captivity." That is our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we begin to appreciate God for his word and for what he has done in our lives this evening? Can we just appreciate him? Say, "Father, thank you.
Lord, we glorify you.
Makasaka paka yata prados. Lekada gapaka yaka sakarados. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Adonai. We give you all the praise and we give you all the honor. Thank you for answers to our prayers. We have not prayed to a dead God. We have prayed to a living God who has promised to help us. This is hour of mercy. And the mercy of God is upon us. In Jesus' mighty God, we pray. Can we have the praise celebrants? Let them come forward immediately. Empress celebrants, let them come forward and be with themselves. Pastor, bless them.
Hallelujah.
Somebody cursed the day he was born. We are not cursing the day we were born. We are blessing the day we were born. So please, let us pray for them. That which the Lord brought them into this world to do, they will accomplish it. They will not return back to God full of the things that God deposited in them. They will return to God empty of all that God deposited in them to give to the world. This means they will fulfill their destinies. Open your mouth and begin to pray for them. Father, we thank you, for it pleased you to bring these ones into this world in the month of April. Father, we glorify your name. Lord, we pray. We remind you. He said, I'm the only one that know the thoughts I have for you. You told Jeremiah, before I formed you, I knew you. Before I put you in your mother's womb, I've already ordained what you're going to be. Father, for these ones, before you brought them into this world, I've already ordained what you're going to be. Our prayer, Lord, is that they will fulfill that which I've ordained them in this world, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, our prayer is that as far as the devil did not stop you from resurrecting, as far as the enemy did not stop you, did not keep you in the grave, Lord, if you did this one have to start letting and get to the spot, let the resurrection come. Resurrect in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the resurrection come. Break every barrier that holds you in one spot, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even as Jesus arose in glory, let that glory begin to be made manifest, even from this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Congratulations to every one of you. And may the Lord continue to bless you. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Okay, we are going to cut the cake. And we usually do it. Please, let those of them that are stretch out your hand. You can hold the knife. Then, the other people hold the shoulder of their hand. Yes.